The National Weather Service says Hurricane Lowell is continuing its course toward Hawaii and tonight is expected to pass west of Kauai's coastal waters, carrying high surf effects, high wind, and heavy rain for all of the islands and potential flash flooding and landslides. As Hollywood finishes a possibly record-breaking $4.7 billion summer, NPR's Bob Mondello looks at how theaters are planning to keep audiences coming in over the fall and winter.
No superheroes until December, but what fall lacks in conventional blockbusters, it hopes to make up in variety and depth. Dramas include a Social Network follow-up called The Social Reckoning about Facebook.
We're twice as big as the biggest country on Earth. We're not frightened of Congress or post-government. Please, please. Let me quote that.
Action flicks from Godzilla Minus Zero to a Hunger Games sequel.
Welcome to the second quarter quell.
Biopics include Jimmy about Jimmy Stewart.
I saw that in a movie. I'll be gosh darn, it really works.
And the true underdog story behind Sylvester Stallone's underdog story.
Touch someone like Chuck Bronson, or we could do Eastwood.
Guys, I'd play Rocky.
Not to mention animated films for kids from Dr. Seuss.
I'm the cat in the hat.
To a Shaun the Sheep mystery.
The Beast of Mossy Bottom.
All before Thanksgiving ushers in award season. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
The governor of New Mexico has something to say about President Trump's social media suggestion that her state be renamed New America. She said, quote, New Mexico's name isn't up for debate, declared Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. What is up for debate is who's showing up for working families. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, offering the Schwab Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. This is NPR.
Houston Public Media is licensed to the University of Houston System, governed by the UH Board of Regents. Information